The Steve Gerber Show on the road. We are in Western North Carolina. We'll be showing you a lot more of that over the next week as we're here. Talking to folks in North Carolina, supposed to be a swing state. It's not. We're going to drop down into Georgia. We're real close. It's supposed to be a swing state. It's not. The next state I'm going to talk about, though, could be a swing state, and nobody's saying much about it, but I've been mentioning it as a possibility. That is the state of Virginia. Look, Governor Youngkin there has changed things for the better for conservatives, that's for sure. My next guest, Cameron Hamilton, is a former Navy SEAL, Republican congressional candidate for Virginia's 7th congressional district. Cameron, nice to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Virginia's provided surprises in the past. Dave Brat, my friend, defeated Eric Cantor there. And now the GOP must retake the seat that Abigail Spanberger has. It's a swing district in Congress. It is a vulnerable seat, especially now as people look at the border. They look at the failures of Bidenomics. They look at America in retreat and defeat too often. You're a Navy SEAL. You're not somebody who's very familiar with retreat and defeat, are you?
No, that's a fair statement. We like to conquer and win. As we say in the SEAL teams, it pays to be a winner. This is a unique seat. Obviously, we have a strong incumbent, Abigail Spanberger, who has unseated David Brat in 2018. That was a pretty big shock. Unfortunately for the Democratic Party, their party has moved significantly to the left. That's very fortunate for principled conservatives. The party that she ran on in 2018 is very different than the party that's currently in state now that's governing in D.C. So where she's vacating her seat, the progressive candidate that they'll choose to replace her will be significantly further to the left, and we're already seeing this. Number two, look, this is the home of the Tea Party. This is the home of so many great and amazing patriots that kind of push back against the establishment, push back against the traditional norms of the Republican Party and saying, we want a constitutional conservative. That's exactly what I am, and that's what I represent, a principled constitutional conservatism with a firm belief in limited government. I've been endorsed by David Brat and many other amazing patriots. Dan, I intend to join the Freedom Caucus, so I think the voters of Virginia 7 want a fighter, and that's what I am.
When you look at what's happening with the Republicans right now in Congress, we had another one, Mike Gallagher stepping away. Ken Buck quit last Friday. I'm like, these people campaigned for a job, and the job got tough. Can you imagine becoming a Navy SEAL and all of a sudden things are too tough? I don't want to be a Navy SEAL anymore. It doesn't really work that way, and it should not work that way. If you campaign for a position, short of family tragedy or your own personal health, you should complete the job. Kevin McCarthy, I don't have the gavel anymore. I'm going to go home. That is a horrible example. Suck it up, Buttercup. That's what I say, and it makes me angry. And they passed $1.2 trillion in spending, which makes me angry. We got nothing in return. What would Cameron Hamilton do in the same position?
So those are all really unique characteristics to go through. I think I agree with virtually everything you just said, however. When you are chosen to represent the people, it comes at personal sacrifice. I certainly wish well for Mr. Gallagher's family. I hope that there was nothing significant that really has put him back. Having said that, the manner in which he's departing his office, he's now leaving at a time where they can't return and actually create a special election to replace him on time. So we're not going to replace that seat until November, which means it won't actually be seated until January. So that's a big issue. Number two, look, I totally agree with you about Kevin McCarthy. I think it's embarrassing that he lost his speakership. I did not support him as speaker because I thought, frankly, we had better options in Congress. I don't think he's an evil man, but I don't think he was a true conservative. He did have some very good qualities that I know other individuals have spoken about, like he was decisive. He let you know exactly where he stood on things. Having said that, now that we see this $1.2, $1.3 trillion spending bill, it's just egregious. I think it's borderline unforgivable. I mean, it's a monstrosity. All the pork that we see in this bill, we keep being told time and time again, the way we take back the House, the way we govern conservatively is by expanding the majority. Well, no offense, this is what happens when we elect a weak majority. We have individuals in D.C. who lack spine, who lack conviction, who are not willing to hold the executive accountable. This is exactly what we should expect to continue. And I think the American people are sick and tired of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, I want to go back to what I said off the top here. Americans are sick of the open border. They're sick of the crime. And they see it all across every state now. I can see it in my home state of Michigan. You can see it in Virginia and different places. I'm sure if you go to certain street corners today, you'll find illegals congregating, trying to find work or whatever they're doing. When you look at Virginia, though, the governor was never supposed to win. It was not possible, could never happen. Here's Glenn Youngkin, upstart, first-timer, never going to happen. Guess what? He won. And by a pretty substantial margin. I believe Virginia can go for Donald Trump in November as a Republican nominee, and I think it could shock America. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. Most people said it couldn't be done, and then it happened. Again, most people said Eric Cantor couldn't lose his primary, and then it happened. There's a lot of history and richness in this district. You know, I live in Orange, Virginia, just a few miles from where James Madison is laid to rest. There's so much history and so much great principled conservatives here in the Virginia 7th. As it pertains to those issues on the southern border, those are key elements that every voter across this country is frustrated with. It is impacting our crime. It is impacting our small businesses. It is impacting so many different sectors. It's providing a tax and a burden on our social services that was never intended to be there and is never reconstituted by the federal government. So there's a variety of issues that all could be impacted. I'm a different kind of Republican. I've been endorsed by Senator Rand Paul, Thomas Massie, and many in the Freedom Caucus, to include Chairman Mark Green. I believe that Congress should be utilizing their levers and powers effectively to ensure that we have an executive who conducts its job properly and obeys the law. And when they don't, we need to have a legislature that's willing to hold them accountable. When Chairman Mark Green impeached Secretary Mayorkas, there were many Republicans that said, oh, this is a distraction, this is a huge waste of time. Mark Green's principal decision was, this is a man collecting a salary on the backs of the American taxpayer. He's not doing his job. He deserves to be impeached. And so it's a principal decision. We had to show the American people were willing to fight. Those are examples of things that I believe we should be using in Congress.
Yeah, we should be fighting. Opinion, but here's my point. We should be fighting against Democrats, not amongst ourselves on the conservative side of the ledger. But it's not always easy herding cats. Real quick, Cameron, we've got about 15 seconds. Is there a website people can find out more about you and your principled ideas?
Absolutely. So I'd be honored to go to CameronHamilton.com. Please join our movement. This is about families, faith, family, and freedom. We have a nation to save. Go to CameronHamilton.com and please join me and help me take back this district.
Cameron Hamilton, you come back anytime. Good conversation.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. Cameron Hamilton running for the 7th Congressional District in Virginia. They'd be good to have him. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.